This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the BJP's membership drive this afternoon at the party headquarters in New Delhi. The drive will focus on enrolling new members and renewing the existing members of the party. Mr. Modi will receive the certificate for the renewal of his membership from party president JP Nadda. The drive will be held in phases from today until November the 10th. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on the 25th of this month. Our correspondent reports that the BJP has set a target of enrolling at least 10 crore new members as part of its membership drive across the country, except in the poll-bound states and UTs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured Andhra Pradesh and Telangana chief ministers of all possible help from the centre to deal with the crisis following heavy rains in their states. Officials said the Prime Minister spoke to Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh N. Chandrababu Naidu and Telangana CM A. Revanth Reddy over phone in the wake of heavy rains and floods. Heavy downpour continued to lash many parts of Telangana, including Hyderabad, yesterday. The situation in Khammam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet districts of Telangana is particularly grim as over 100 villages were submerged under flood waters and many others were marooned. Unprecedented rainfall in the past 2 days in Andhra Pradesh has halted life at several places, especially in Vijayawada and its vicinity. 17,000 rain-affected people have been evacuated from across the state. 26 National Disaster Response Force teams are being deployed for flood relief and rescue operations in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary East Jaideep Mazumdar said this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September. In Israel, thousands of people have been staging rallies and protests across the country since yesterday, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas to secure the return of hostages held in Gaza. The protests began in the morning after the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, announced the recovery of bodies of 6 hostages. The protests continued throughout the night. In Tel Aviv, a demonstration took place outside the Kiryat military base, the IDF's headquarters. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated high jumper Nishad Kumar for winning a silver medal in the men's high jump T47 event at the Paris Paralympics 2024. The president applauded his consistency and excellence for winning the silver medal in successive Paralympic Games. She added that Nishad Kumar will be an inspiration for all athletes in the country. Prime Minister Modi praised Kumar's passion and determination and said the country is proud of him. Indian para-shuttler Tulsimati Murugesan has advanced to the final of the women's SU5 badminton event, securing her place with a victory over compatriot Manisha Ramadas. Murugesan, the top seed from Tamil Nadu, triumphed with scores of 23-21, 21-17 in the semi-final on Sunday night. After this win, Murugesan has guaranteed herself at least a silver medal. She will face China's Yang Xiu Xia in the final. Following her semi-final defeat, Ramadas will compete for the bronze medal against Denmark's Katrine Rosengren. In para-archery, world number one para-archer Rakesh Kumar narrowly missed the bronze medal in the men's individual compound open. Despite starting with a perfect 30, he lost to China's He Xihao by just 1 point, 147-146. In the US Open, India's campaign in the men's doubles event ended with the defeat of Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden in the third round. The second-seeded Bopanna-Ebden duo were defeated 1-6-5-7 by the 16th-seed Argentine pair of Maximo Gonzalez and Andres Molteni. On the other hand, Sumit Nagal also exited the men's singles with an opening round defeat, while Yuki Bhamri and N. Sriram Balaji lost in the men's doubles at different stages of the tournament. Bopanna's challenge is still alive in the mixed doubles event with his Indonesian partner, Aldila Sujadi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.